Hello, I'm Pastor Mark Choate, and welcome again to Revival Today. Today's message is, you are highly favored.
Surrender to God. This is a sign of surrendering. Sometimes it's hard to do it, but we're surrendering this morning. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Let's give God some praise. Put your hands together. Let's give God some praise. Give me more highs. Highs. Hallelujah. I begin to sing this song because God wants the body to know that you are highly favored. Someone say this to somebody, I'm highly favored. See, so when you begin to sing the song, Welcome Holy Spirit into my spirit, I wanted to let you know God woke me up in the midnight hour and said to me to tell the body that they are highly favored. Give God some praise in here. There's a lot that's going on in our lives today. When you look at your life and what you're going through, and you look at the struggles that you've been going through in your personal life, some of us feel as if we're being challenged all the time. Some of us feel like we're going through all the time and there's no break. So God woke me up in the middle of the night to tell you that we are highly favored. A lot of times we come into the house of God and we say to ourselves, why do this? Why praise? And why be different? And I want to talk to you about this today. Why do this? Why keep coming into the house of God? Why surrender yourself over to God? Why even come to church and be part of praise and worship? And God began to sow in my spirit. He said, I want you to know that there's a seed that you're sowing that's going to bring forth blessings. So I want you to turn with me to 2 Samuel 7 and 13. And it says here, he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. That's the first scripture. Then in Psalms 16:2, it says, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. That's in Psalms 16:2. Apart from you, someone say, apart from you, I have no good thing. I asked the Lord, this is an every, I asked the Lord, I said to the Lord, I said, what is it that you, why have you woken me up this morning to tell the people that they're highly favored? In that verse, it says that he said, I'm going to establish a kingdom here on earth, and he's going to build a church here, build a kingdom here. And with the building of the kingdom, it was about establishing the name and the glory of God forever. Now, in doing that, as I was reading the scripture, he said, I'm going to not only build the church, but I'm going to show my people that those that are in my kingdom have favor, even though it's raining on everybody's life. And I said, it's interesting because I'm getting calls all the time and people saying, I'm going through this, I'm sick, I'm struggling in my body. How many of people are dealing with sickness this morning? How many people are dealing with situations in their life, with their family, with their loved ones? and you look at your situation, you say, Lord, I get up every morning and I'm coming before your house to praise you. What is this all worth? So in Psalm 16:2, it says, I say to the Lord, this is what David said, he declared. He said, I say to you, to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, there is no good works. Apart from you, I have nothing. I'm going to go into a story first to just break down this word. I want you to see why we do this. I want you to experience the true anointing of the Holy Ghost, because only the Holy Ghost is going to break the yokes in the lives of our friends and family. I don't know about you, but we've been coming to church for a while and we've been praising before God, and we say, why is it that we're doing this all the time? Lord, I need to know about your benefits. I need to know what you're going to do for me. You know how we do with our friends? What have you done for me lately? Same thing in the house of God. Before I go to the main scripture, I want you to turn to Psalms 145, 6 and 8. We had testimony service and just a few stood up. I'm going to show you why we're together in fellowship right now. It's about understanding that we draw strength from one another. It says here in Psalms 145, 6 and 8, it says, man shall speak of the power of your awesome acts. Someone says, shall speak of the powers of your awesome acts. And I will tell of your greatness. And they shall eagerly utter the memories of your abundant goodness and will shout joyfully of your righteousness. And it says, the Lord is gracious and merciful. So one of the things, he's gracious and merciful. Isaiah 63:7, it says, I will tell of the kindness of the Lord. Someone say, of the kindness. This is what he said. I'm going to tell of the kindness of the Lord and the deeds for which is to be praised. So it says, I'm going to tell of his kindness and I'm going to tell you why he should be praised. When you were asked this morning, do you have a testimony? Do you have something you need to share? He's saying that the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. Now, I know that coming to church, I said, well, you know, I don't have nothing to praise him about. Or there seems like there's nothing that's changing my life. I want to show with what God is saying here is that with your praise, with you coming into the house of God and you surrendering yourself over to God, what it's going to do is going to change something about you, because you're honoring your maker. And you're saying, you know, Lord, I want to walk in your favor, and the way to walk in his favor is to surrender your life totally over to God. Now, it's hard to surrender your life to something that you don't understand why I'm surrendering it to. But like David said, that God is an awesome God and that he's worthy to be praised. But most of all, we have to have a story to even know or to compare why he's so good. We have religion, we have church, we have fellowship, we have praise services, but still we don't really know how to identify the true anointing of the Holy Ghost because of our lack of understanding. God said he's going to free somebody today. He's going to free families. He's going to free you from things that you've been going through throughout your life. But he says, I want you to know before I free you, you have to understand that you are highly favored. Now that you understand you're highly favored, when you come into his house, he said, just come and praise me first. If you just come and praise me, you're just going to drop a seed of praise to the Lord, and he's going to honor that. Now, I know we're crying out to God saying, Lord, change my life. It's hard for God to change our life if we do not know why we need to change. So I have a story I want to read with you. If you turn with me to Acts 16:25-34, and then we'll go to the rest. And before I even go there, in Psalms 147:1, just take your notes. If you have a pen and paper, you can go over this. Some of it's NIV in King James. It says, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The next Psalms 147:1 says, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with a loud song of joy. And I was looking at the scripture and said, why do you keep on telling these people to do this? Why? You know, you go into some church and everyone's real quiet, don't want to say anything. But in the scripture it says, shout to him and tell somebody about his goodness. And I said, God, if you're the God that does everything and you're in control of everything, why do you want us to do this? Think about it. Why do he want us to do this? He wants us to do this because he wants us to recognize that when you learn to serve something, guess what? You learn to surrender to it. You know, when you come in, think about it. You came in this morning, you sit down, you take a seat, and it's nice and comfortable. You're sitting here. Why get up? Why move around? But when you acknowledge that God has done something in your life, he has changed something you were going through, and you realize that, man, I am so excited. You can't wait to say something about how good he is. That's why the scripture says, oh, taste and see that he is good. So what has God done good for you in your life? Look at this story. I want to go into this before I really break it down. So if you turn with me to Acts 16, 25, 34. It says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sung praises unto God, and the prison heard them. So this story is about Paul and Silas. They were out preaching the word of God, and it says that they were taken into bondage and they were put in jail. Now, while Paul and Silas was in jail, you know what he did? They began to sing praises loud. How many of you going through something and the devil just said, don't say nothing? Don't do nothing. Just don't. The reason why the devil don't want you to do nothing, say nothing, or speak anything, or be around somebody positive, because he's trying to influence your spirit from acknowledging that God is in control. He's trying to get you to think that the strength is in your own hands. So when Paul and Silas was in jail, it said that they began to sing praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. So everyone around them heard. And I like that, because when you're in the church, you know how people say, don't say nothing. But when you speak loud, everybody hears. The devil don't want you to speak and say the name Jesus, because somebody's going to hear. So this is what happened. It says in the next verse, it says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. See, so there was a great earthquake that happened, and the foundation of the prison was shaken. These are men of God preaching the gospel, and it says that God began to move in their behalf. And it says in the next verse, it says, immediately all the doors were open and everyone's hand bonds were loosened. Everyone that had some change on them, it did not affect just Paul and Silas. Someone say with me, everyone. Everyone that was bound up or going through something, their chains were loosened. Only because when they were in the chains and when they were sitting in prison, they began to say, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. And everybody heard them. They came into the prison with praise. Now, that's amazing. Some of us have a little sore or we're hurting here, and we don't say, Lord, I'm going to praise you anyhow. Some of us are suffering with mental illness. Some of us are suffering with sickness, and God is saying, all I need from you is just a little praise. Because I want you to acknowledge that I'm the only one that can do anything about it. My life is broken. I have been suffering for a while, and the doctor said there's nothing I can do for you. And God is saying, now will you praise me? So Paul and Silas was in jail, and they began to praise God, and all of a sudden an earthquake came, and he made things happen. So in the 27th verse it says, and the keeper of the prison awakened out of the sleep. He was sleeping. So the guards that was watching, he was asleep. Now check what happened. He was in his sleep. Keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. So he was upset. He said, oh no, it was on my watch. He said, I'm gonna kill myself because I don't wanna tell that these guys done got loose. But what did Paul do? Now see, when God is freeing you, he's trying to do something for your whole household. And when God woke me up in the morning, he said, many of us want to be free and want to be saved, but we're trying to save everyone around us and not save ourselves. Now, how do you save everyone around you? Is because like he began to do, they were praising God. Like you're doing this morning, you're coming to church, but you're not just coming here sitting. You came here and said, I'm going to praise God. I know that I'm struggling. I know that I had a hard week. I know that I'm looking at a divorce situation, but no, you came in and said, I'm going to praise God. So when they begin to praise God, the chains were broken in everyone's life around them. And because of that, God wants us to understand that he's going to bless. But you got to first drop some praises. You got to first get out of your shell and say, you know what? I'm going to serve this God. I'm going to surrender my life to him because I've tried all that I could do with my own life. I messed it up so bad. I tried all kinds of things, and there seems to be nothing that's getting me through this. So God is saying, if you tried everything and everything has failed, try me out. And he's saying that the only thing you have to do is acknowledge me and praise me. So here's the next part of the scripture. Prison guard, he took his sword and he drew it to kill himself because he thought that they all fled. But then Paul cried out with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm. We are all here. So Paul was in prison and he was free now. Instead of him running out the door, taking off, freeing himself, he said, no, no, no. I'm here to save someone's life. I've been called to preach the gospel. I was in chains and bondage. And you know, it looked like God had left me. But he said, no, God has sent me here for a mission. God has you in a situation because he's going to bring glory to your name. So when they got out of, they got free and they were free now, he cried out and said, listen, don't kill yourself. We're here. We didn't go nowhere. Now, when I was reading this story, when God began to minister to my spirit, this is where I'm going with this. The next part, it says, Paul cried out with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm. We are here. On the 29th verse, it says, then he called for a light and sprung in. And then what it says, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. So the gentleman called out and he came before them and he surrendered himself. And he was trembling. Then he called for the light and sprung in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? Somebody said, what must I do? And then they said, he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Now, this is where I'm really going to message. Someone said, shall be saved in thy house. He was put in prison, and he was in bondage, and he needed help. But you see how the end result turned around? Because they went and praised him, somebody got saved. So now when you wake up in the morning, you say, why do Christians praise him? Why do we come to church? God is trying to save your house. You keep on trying to save your house by working hard and paying all these bills and putting them all in sports. That's what we're doing. We're putting the kids in sports. We're running them all the time in sports. And you don't even come into the house of God and serve the Lord and surrender your life to him. But in this situation, it shows how Paul and Silas went to jail and they were prisoners. Their situation wasn't good. Some of our situation is not good. But God is saying there's somebody next to you that is listening. There are children in your household that is listening to you doubting God. Talking about God. Talking about, well, nobody cares about me. So that's in the atmosphere. So guess what? Everyone around you is being ministered to with that spirit. But instead, Paul and Silas was not sitting in jail complaining. They began to say, Lord, I need you. I praise you. You're the awesome God. You're the mighty God. You're the victorious God. And as they done that, guess what? They begin to save themselves. Someone say, save themselves. When you come into the house of God, you said, Pastor, my family needs help. God is saying, first save yourself. Because if you save yourself, guess what? He's going to bless the whole household. Stop worrying about your situation like Paul and Silas. They had a reason. Think about it. They had a reason. They had a reason to doubt God. Some of our lives we said, Lord, I don't know why I even come. I don't even know why I serve you. And God is saying, because the favor you I have given favor to. Yes, it doesn't look good right now, but someone's watching you. Who's watching you right now? Are your children watching you? So many of us will testify and we'll stand up and say a few things and we'll shake our head and say, Lord, you know how powerful you are. And God is saying, all I want from you is for you to surrender. When they were in jail, think about it. They were men of God and they weren't fighting the chains. They weren't like saying, let's all team up against them. Instead, they said, I'm going to surrender unto God because my deliverance is in his hands. Your drug addiction is in God's hands. Your family that is broken down is in God's hands. Your job is in God's hands. But what we're doing is we're in the situation and we're making our own plans to get out. And God said, no, just praise me. Just love on me and see me make changes in your life. And the last thing I want to say about that, the chains were broken. They could have ran out, right out the door like we do. Sometimes when God delivers us, we run. We don't stay to help no one because I'm free. You know, if you got free from jail, what would you do naturally? Take off and run. But no, he turned around and said, I got to help them. Now, I know you want your family to be saved, but if you want your family to be saved, stop trying to change everyone else and change yourself. And then surrender yourself to the word of God so that you become established. I'm going to finish up with this right here. In Acts 16:31. And they said, believe on the Lord Christ Jesus, and thou shalt be saved in thy house.
Praise God. I believe that you were blessed by this message. If you were blessed by this message, continue to listen and share it out with your friends and family. We are located at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Come visit us. Service time is at 10 a.m. Also, 2020, we're believing God to start working on our new building. So we need your help. So please send your offering to NEP House of Praise. Hope to hear from you. Bless you.